There's a famous Mesha Chachma on the mitzvah of tzitzis. On the pasuk in Barchi Nafshi, which we say in Rosh Chodesh, from Tehillim, Kuf Dawid, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hod v'hada l'vashti, you have done majesty, Ota Or, Kasama, Kolkin, Light, Nota Shamayim Kayaria, as with the garment and stretching out the heavens like a curtain. So that's the pasuk we say in Davening on Rosh Chodesh, Ota Or Kasama, Nota Shamayim Kayaria. So the Mesha Chachma points out that what's it referring to? It's a remez to the mitzvah of tzitzis, that he stretches out the garment, the olam, the talus is equals to the arba kanfei aretz, the four corners of the world, and notes of shamayin kayuria, and tzitzis, the actual. So the beged is like the world that God created, and the tzitzis are like the strings, the loose strings that are left over. And the message is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be proactive, not passive. God does his part, and he left it for us to do the rest. That's the mitzvah bris milah. He put us in the world, and then we have to be proactive and try to work on ourselves to become better. And that's what the Gemara says in Be'ya, the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos, the Kedushas, Kiva V'Kaima, whether you like it or not, Shabbos is coming. But by Yontif, it's Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. It's the Jewish people who bring on the Kedusha. And therefore, that's the Kedusha of Yontif. And it comes from us. And that's why the Avnei Nes, the Shem Yishmu, points out, that's why we need Besamim after Shabbos, but not after Yontif. After Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Kedusha, it'll take it right away, we'll lose it right away, therefore we need Besamim. But the whole discussion, whether you have it in the Shema, you say, or in Yontif, assume you do, how come we don't have a Motzi Yontif? How come we don't have Besamim? Because since we brought the Kedushas Yontif in, so therefore it sticks around for a while. And that's what the Mesha Chachma also explains by Har Sinai. That the reason once we left Har Sinai was its Kedusha, because we didn't do anything. It was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore Oto HaKasama, that God gave us the world, but it's Nota Shamayin Kayuria. We have to make things, we have to be proactive and put in the effort. We live the Olam HaMaisa, not the Olam HaMakshava. And that's why they say different Gedolim, the Gra, others, that they were crying at the end of their life. Like, what were they crying about? They did so much good, they learned his whole life. And he knew he was going, well, I guess we knew he was going to Olam Haba, I don't know if he knew, or we thought, we think he was. So what, it wasn't, because Olam Haba is basically HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giving you the Hana. I guess maybe it'll be, I assume the real Hana is working, so we'll have to see how it works out there. But now we know the Olam Hazeh is the Olam HaMaisa, Olam Haba could be different. And that's why, in fact, that was the Gra. That when he used to go to sleep, I guess he had kashas on learning, the angels came down and wanted to teach it to him. Rav Yosef Cairo, I guess he had a different shita. He got answers from the angels and took them. But the Vilna Gaon, he shooed him away. Don't bother me. I want to figure it out. That was the Gra Lishitasan. It was constantly nonstop, you know, working, going in, going out. And like anything in life, easy come, easy go. We have to put in the effort so things are matriah. That's right. It's Olam Asiya, the Asu Ahem Sitsis. And we have to make our city, we have to make the world better around us, as it says in Yerushalmi, that if you learn Torah, and don't do the Maisa. So he says, if you learn Torah and don't do Maisim Tovim, better you should have stayed in the womb. So the Kashi is like, what do you mean? Why does Yishami have to make up its own better to stay in the womb? Could have just quoted Beis Shammai. The Gemara in Erev, Noach Adam Shalom Nivra. What do you mean better to stay in the womb? So they say over in the name of the Vilna Gaon that why? Because if you just plan on learning and not doing any Maisa, then you would have been better off in the womb. They have a Malach Hashem teaching you Torah. But if you're proactive, you go out, if you're going to do Maisim, so then you want to come up. That's the Pshat in your Yishami. Yishami is saying that you go ahead and you better to stay in the womb, meaning if it's just Torah, you could have Torah there, but you're in the Olam HaYasi, you have to go out and help people. And that's what they say, the Karban Ola. The Karban Ola is Machapir on Hirhur, on Hirhurim, on bad thoughts. So Pashas means you have a sin, you sin about Averis. However, in the Chassidish Sfarim, they say, no, what do you mean? The Karban Ola is Machapir on Hirhur. It stayed in your mind instead of actually, I had a lot of good thoughts, I was going to learn today. I was going to go to the hospital and visit. I was going to do chesed. I was going to go to a shir. And it never led to fruition. That's what you need on all the blown opportunities. As one of the Hasidic Rebbe used to say, others say, well, different from Avram Zaki and Baba Yamim, that Avram, every day was another opportunity. He took his every day as an. As opposed to Yesh Zekeinim Ve'ein Yomim, there are a lot of people who have years, but they don't have days. Meaning, they haven't accomplished. They might have lived a long life in physical years, but they haven't accomplished much. And that's the Pshat as well. Gadol Metzuva V'Yosa M'She'ino Metzuva V'Yosa. That the one who Pashtus Tosis, right? The Yetzer is greater. The one who does the mitzvah, so therefore he gets greater schar. However, he points out, that's pshat, but other than the Chassidish Sfarim, they write, no. If you do it on your own, so you're just volunteering, it's great, but it's just coming from you. But if you do it because kach siva Hashem, gadol ha-metzuva, you're the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pasha shlach, you're the shliach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, you could get so much more accomplished if you're representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Yisod of the Meshech Chachma. On the Pasuk, Ota Or Kasama, Nota Zayin Kayiriyah, that's referring to the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. The Mitzvah of Tzitzis is the world, the four Kanfei Haaretz, and the Tzitzis are the loose strings that are for us to accomplish. We have to put the puzzle together, whether it's Shabbos versus Yontif, Har Sinai, easy come, easy go. We have to put in the effort. That's why Yontif, we don't do Besamim because we put the hard work in, and many other examples. And that's what it represents. Vasuam Sitzis. And the whole point is Gomaisa. If you just stay in the womb, then you could have just stayed that way. You didn't have to come out because you had the Malach Hashem teaching. And that's the Yisod of Karban Olas Mechaper for Hirur, those thoughts that you thought you were going to do instead of doing. And therefore, Avram Zaki Baba Yamim, you have to take advantage, as opposed to people who are old but don't take advantage. Jesus Zakenim Einu Yamim, they don't live the day by day, taking advantage of every moment. And that's the Gadol HaMetzuva V'Yoseh, you're representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we see by Avram Avinu, that it's He sent Ma'atmayim. So we see he lived in the world of Atziah. Why was he stingy on the water? So Rav Nissen Alpert explained, because by all the other things, when he was in sorrow involved, they took care of it. They took out the meat, the ribs, the potatoes. But when it came to the water, he sent out Yidei Shliach. So he's teaching us, when if you want to be a tzaddik in chesed, don't be one at someone else's expense. If you're gonna do it, then great. But when the people become tzaddikim, when it's someone else explained, when they're doing it by machshava, but when you do it in real life, if you're doing it, then you go to the end. In fact, very fitting that tzitzis is also right in the parsha of Slavkad, of the Makosh Eshetzim, because Tosis tells us in Baba Basra, I believe, about that he was L'shem Shamayim. He quotes the Medrash that he was really a tzaddik. He wasn't, even though he was the first Mechal Shabbos, he did it L'shem Shamayim. And the Marsha goes in the Malach Hashem Tichu Agufa, but he had to be killed because he had the Hasra. So they point out there's a Gemara in Shabbos that talks about the person's fence fell down and the beautiful orchard was there and he was afraid the animals would come, so he was going to go out and build the fence and then he held back. And as a reward for that, a big caper tree, a Slav Chad, was built there and his family benefited for many years. So the question is, what's the connection? So in the Hasidish or the Kabbalistic Sfarim, they point out, they say that this person was a Gilgo, a Tikkun for a Schafkod. So what was Schafkod? He had Makshava Tova to save Kaiso, but the Maisa was a Chilo Shabbos. This person had a Makshava Ra, he meant to do bad, but he ended up controlling his Makshava and he didn't do bad. So therefore, they're Misakim for each other. And that's the pshat here, that it's not enough that we need, that when it comes to chesed, the machshava is not enough. We need the ma'isa as well. And that's what the sitzes represent. Our effort we put, the more effort we put in, the more we'll accomplish. And that's the yisod of the mitzvah of sitzes.